Friday afternoon right now. Right now, I'm joined by one of the hottest MCs in the game.
Oh, man.
Yo, Jay, I thought you were going to make it, you know?
Just in the nick of time, man. Always on time, but, like, even if I'm late, I'm always on time, man.
It's all good, it's all good. Now, you've been in the UK since Tuesday.
Yeah.
How you finding it?
Nah, you know, I've been out here since Monday.
Oh, Monday.
When we got out here. But yeah, I'm loving it, man. I went to Scotland for the first time. They showed me a lot of love. I couldn't find no good food until I got to Nando's.
There's no Nando's. I couldn't help you out on that one, bro. There is a Nando's in Glasgow, you know?
Yeah, you know, I got that. On the last day, I got it, finally. But
right.
You know, London is always good. Last year, they showed me super love, so, you know.
So, how did you find being in Glasgow? Because it's very different, you know, it's different to the rest of the UK.
Yeah.
Like, how was that? Because this is your first time, it's your second time back in the UK, doing a tour. And to be up there for 3 days, what was that like?
Yeah, I'm interested in, like, the culture. So, I'll just try to figure out, like, man, why is their accent so heavy? Not really, like, on some funny stuff, just really, like, why, you know? And then you explained to me, you know, some things. So I'm just interested. Like, I got a feel for the culture. I felt how rough the culture was. I could feel that without even knowing their story.
Yeah,
so.
The venue where we was at, the Academy, that was in a very, very real area.
It's crazy. Absolutely. So it was, to me, it was cool, man. I love seeing stuff like that.
How do you feel about the response from the fans at the show?
Both shows. Incredible. Because I know, of course, I can see the real fans in the building that know who I am. Of course, everybody came out to see Drake at the end of the day. That's what they paid their tickets for. But even the people that probably just heard of me or maybe never heard of me showed so much love. And I was telling people, like, man, in the States, you don't get that. If you didn't come to see the guy, like, you kind of just sit down and wait till your guy comes out. They were all showing love and you know, and treating me like, you know, I'm the guy they paid to, you know, to come see.
Someone hit me up on Twitter earlier, and I'm getting mad questions coming through right now.
Yeah.
And then they were saying, like, how do you see your UK fans as opposed to your fans in America? Is there any difference?
It's definitely a difference. I mean, they're all passionate. Some about J. Cole fans, like, man, they're crazy. Like, they really get it. So, like, I think they're really connected on a deep level. But the UK fans, I feel like, appreciate it more because they know, like, man, I might not see this guy for real for, like, a longer time. So they really embrace the time they do get, the shows they do get, when they do get to talk to me. It's, like, a way bigger appreciation.
We had a lot of fun at the after party, right?
Yeah, man.
Now, you know, guys like me and you, with, you know, we're respectable guys. We're just there. We're reflecting off the ambience and everything.
Yeah.
I see someone from your entourage. He looked like he found a new religion or something. Seriously. You're wilding out on the VIP, man.
Yeah, you know, that's that first time in Glasgow type thing. You know, it was fun, but... Yeah, I was playing tired. Everybody was like, what's wrong with you? You know, I can't do the accent. But they're like, what's wrong with you? You know, I was cool, though. I was tired.
All right. Now, tonight, very, very big show tonight, right?
Yeah.
Hammersmith Apollo.
Yes.
How are you feeling about that?
I'm excited, man. I'm excited. I got a feeling it's going to be ridiculous. Like,
yeah, because that's going to be like 4,000 people.
Yeah.
Sold out ages ago. Like, when you did the Wireless Festival, I think that was a bit less than that. There's a lot of people in the sand. I think it was like 3,500.
Okay.
So it's like, this is probably your biggest show you've done so far.
Yeah, out here, tonight. Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely, man. I'm with it, man. I'm ready. I just keep hearing. Everybody keeps telling me how much people are buzzing, so.
People are screaming for tickets.
Oh, man. Sorry, y'all.
Have you got any spares?
I wish I did. I want to come to the show. Just as a fan.
Yo, if you did a competition on Twitter today, seriously, I'd swear you'd gain a few thousand followers.
Wow,
yeah,
it's like that?
Yeah,
people feeling like that?
Yeah.
Man, how many shows out here? So many shows, they had so many chances. I guess that goes to show you the value of the brand.
Now, you got a show on Sunday. It was at Cargo, but it got upgraded to Coco, which is a bigger gig, bigger venue.
Cool.
That sold out as well, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
You're doing a lot out here.
Man, you know what? London to me is the same as every major city in America. Like, I got a huge fan base in Chicago, New York, LA, Atlanta, Toronto, and I treat London no differently. After I came to Wireless, my eyes opened up, and I was like, man, I really got fans out here. So, man, to me, London is no different from those.
The whole UK as well. Manchester, a lot of people from Manchester are getting involved right now. People in Birmingham looking forward to seeing you. So.
I can't wait, man. I cannot wait.
What's going on with the album?
Man, you tell me, man. You heard it from when you heard it last. Man, it's probably changed. It hasn't drastically changed, but even some of the songs I played you, like, probably won't make it. Just because I've done better songs. It just keeps changing, man. Till they give me a release date and the day I got to turn it in, it'll just, you know, it'll keep changing and getting better.
Okay. Kanye kind of, he gave away an album to sell an album in the sense that, you know, the Good Friday, he was on like one of the last Good Friday joints, gave away something like 16 tracks.
Yeah.
But his album's done really good. I mean, is this the future now? You got to...
Man, I think in Kanye's case, that helped him a lot, you know. I think on radio-wise, he didn't have, like, the radio-charting single, but he did everything he needed to do to stir up energy in other places. Plus, his brand is so strong, he'll be good regardless. I don't know if that's the way to go. I don't know.
Any more plans to work with Kanye?
Oh, absolutely, man. I'm such a fan. I just want to get myself to the place where I want to be, you know, like, album out and probably get my status up, you know, and then I want to go see him.
Okay, got a question from Rads2. He's saying, what is the one thing that you've been looking forward to experience the most whilst in London?
Looking forward to the most?
Yeah.
Probably the show, definitely all the shows with Drake, but I'm really looking forward to the Coco show because it's a little more intimate. And I know all those people paid to come see J. Cole. So, like, I'm really looking forward to that show right there. I got a feeling it's going to be super special. But definitely, you know, of course, all the shows with Drake as well, just to kind of gauge and see what it's like out here.
Okay, gotta give a big shout out to Krishan Patel, saying, what's your favorite verse that you've written so far?
Man, that's so hard. But somebody asked me that question. I got a verse off of the first mixtape I did called The Come Up, and the song is called Rags to Riches. That's like a real classic to me because it's perfect for what I was going through for that time, and like perfect verse for my life. My fault, bro.
Gotta give a big shout out to Soph, saying, yo, ask J. Cole if I can hit it in the morning.
Ooh. Rude gal.
That's just a little bit forward.
Rude
man.
Gal. Rude gal.
I mean, you know, you get a lot of that, like the female fans and everything. What's that looking like right now?
Yeah, female fans, man, I don't know. They might have the male fans beat from what I'm seeing. And they be knowing the real songs. Like yesterday, I met two fans that won a competition, and they're telling me their favorite songs are like Song for the Ville, Show Me Something, Enchanted, The Badness, all my deepest songs. You know, they're telling me that's their favorite song. So, you know, it's not just because, man, I'm light-skinned and tall. It's like they really love the music and connect. So it's beautiful. The female fans really get it, too.
You're doing a lot right now. You're like one of the most anticipated MCs. You got the mixtapes. Like, I'm keeping it quick because I'm going to finish in 5 minutes. Childish Love's coming up.
I'm looking at the same thing over here. I'm like, dang, I wish we had more time.
It's cool. So, you know, you're doing a lot. You got the mixtapes. You're doing shows that a lot of artists who sold a lot of albums can't do. I'm not going to say the names. They wouldn't be able to do the platforms that you're doing right now. What's your definition of success? Bearing in mind that you're doing a lot without even putting out an album or having that,
I feel like it's all relative to you and your expectations for yourself. So I know I'm blessed in that I'm successful so far, but I know that in the grand scheme of like where I want to be, I'm not successful yet technically. So I think success is just about what do you envision for yourself. I got way bigger goals, so I can't say that I'm successful with those yet, personally. That's how I answer that question. It's all depending on what you think for yourself.
Tell us about the single you're about to drop with Trey Songz.
Oh, man, I don't know anything about that. Nah, man, I don't know when or every time I say give anybody a date on anything, it never happens. So I just kind of just let things flow how they going to flow, you know. But that, you know, that song as of right now exists and it's very good. I will say that.
Okay. Now, I'm getting people hitting me up like, yo, Semtex, you've got to get that album title out of him. Don't let him walk out of there without giving that away.
When I get a release date, when I can come on Semtex show and be like, yo, the release date is such and such, not April, not May, not a season, not a spring or summer. When I get a date, that's when I'm gonna give the album title. Okay. When I have a surefire date that I can blast off and hit the Twitter and go with, that's when I'm gonna give the name at the same time.
Kind of feels like, I mean, the show tonight is gonna be big. But it kind of feels like the Sunday show is going to be legendary at Coco, because that's just your show. That's like your true fans.
Absolutely.
That's people who've been blazing the first couple of mixtapes.
Absolutely.
So, yo, I've said, if you need a DJ before, I'm off for Sunday night.
I got you. It's all good. I think we do. I I think we do. I don't even know if anybody else is going. Do they have openers already and all that?
We'll move them along if they are. So, but listen, I really appreciate you coming down because I know you're tired. I know you've been doing the crazy traveling schedule.
It's all good.
Been putting in the work.
Oh, man.
And then, you know, as always, we're here for you right here.
I appreciate you for having me. And you've been showing me. Everybody should know Simtex was showing me love so early on. I remember a girl I went to college with. I guess she just used to listen to, you know, BBC radio from the States. And she sent me an email or a text like, oh, my God. She was listening to one of your shows. She's like, Simtex is playing your song on BBC Radio. I was like, Simtex? Who is Simtex? Like, I didn't know. And now I go check out the show. I'm like, man, this guy's super early. So, man, I really appreciate you for that.
Nah, that's all good. Well, listen, I'm going to have to wrap it up now. I've got my boy Charlie Sloves coming up next.
My man. That's my man
that
right
That interview
there.
Is crazy with the manager, man.
Yeah, everybody loves that, by the way. Everybody loves that interview.
So I'm going to end it on this. I feel this is one of the hottest joints that you did 2010.
Ooh.
It was debatable about who did it better. I'm not just saying this that you're because you're here, but I think you killed it personally.
Man, you know? Thank you very much. I appreciate it. So you want me to introduce it?
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, we already know. Yeah, UK, what up? What up? London, what up? This is J. Cole, man. Cole World. And this is that Vilmatic off that Friday Night Lights. Let's get it.